This is RNIB Newsagent. Welcome to this recording of the August 2016 issue of The Guardian. Article selections have been made by the editorial team and are covered by copyright. Coming up in this month's edition are successful hedge-cutting tips. We visit the summer retreat of Brook Cottage in Cheshire, tread the boards at the National Theatre's Garden Terrace, and enjoy a taste of summer blackberries. But first, letter from the editor of The Guardian, Chris Young. Home for a hedge. Hedges are one of the most popular garden elements. Beginner or expert, everyone can appreciate the role hedges play, whether in adding planting interest to a space, as a unifier, or a way to connect or separate places. Indeed, in many inner city streets, a hedge, often privet, can be one of the few pieces of green along an otherwise grey road. For me, hedging is an integral part of any garden. Every home I've lived in has had one, from a short, narrow run of hornbeam shielding an unsightly shed, to a low row of lavender along a path. Hedges are at the heart of so many of our most cherished gardens. Think Hidcot Manor, Sissinghurst Castle, Great Dixter, Villalante, Alnwick, Levens Hall. In many cases, dividing the space for our delight and forming garden rooms. Whether large or small, hedging often provides a perfect backdrop to nearby planting and can inject a sense of seasonality through both foliage and flower. Hedges can fit almost any space with the correct plant selection and maintenance requirements.